listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Top of the hour, Vicki Yates will be the host of One-on-One with Greg Pogue, and I will be her guest, her idea. I'm telling people that. Craig Ladd looking ahead to week 7. Yeah, I got it right now. Thank you. I've been saying week 6. What week is it coming up? Craig, what's up? What week is it coming up?
Hey, it'll be coming up week 7.
Okay, week 7. All right. Your alma mater, BGA at Davidson Academy.
BGA 4-1 suffered its first defeat of the season following the FRA 21-14. Wildcats quarterback, Columbia commit, Cade Marable, passed for 158 yards, 2 scores, rushed for 81 yards in the loss. Davidson Academy 3-3 after losing to Grace Christian in Franklin 23-20 in double overtime. It's Davidson Academy's second straight loss. The Bears will look to bounce back behind senior quarterback Ridge Holman, who's passed for 833 yards and 11 touchdowns versus just one interception through week 5. This will be the 15th meeting all time, guys, with BGA winning 11 of the previous matchups, but Davidson Academy has captured 2 out of the last 3 encounters.
Good pasture, a little bit of a resurgence, but FRA, you just mentioned it, Justin Geisinger and the folks at FRA has got it going on.
Absolutely, Greg. This will be the 27th matchup between these two schools, the inaugural meeting in 1977. FRA's won 14 of those games, including 5 straight. Good pasture, 5-1 on the season after defeating Columbia Academy last night, 42-7. Quarterback Chase Angel, he passed for 216 yards, 4 scores to lead the Cougars, which, guys, I said this last week, this team, 5-1, they were 0-10 last season. FRA, 5-1, huge comeback win over BGA after trailing 14-0 at the half. Quarterbacks Hudson Holman, Jack Nimitz combined for 255 yards passing, 2 touchdowns in the victory.
Eats Nashville Stratford Thursday night. That's our Metro game of the week on 102.5. Chase, and you'll be over at your old stomping ground, Stratford. East Nashville, of course, you were the head coach of both of these programs.
Well, started it from scratch. So
Tell us about that one, Craig.
East Nashville collected its first win of the season last night, shutting out East Hickman 34-0. Don't be deceived, guys, by the Eagles 1-4 mark. Their losses have been to Collierville, Antioch, Beach, and Springfield by a total of just 23 points. So this is still a very, very good football team. They're led by running back Kenny Fuller Jr. He's averaged 27 yards per carry and rushing for 109 yards and a score in the win over East Hickman. Stratford had a bye week last night. They've won 2 in a row after starting season 0-2. Spartans have a talented sophomore running back in Santana Frost, who rushed for 182 yards in week 4 against Creekwood.
You know, here's a big game happening again. DCA at Friendship Christian next week.
Absolutely, Bubba. These two teams have met 36 times all time. Many, they play during the regular season and end up playing each other during the playoffs. And this has been a great back-and-forth series. Friendship has won 18, DCA 17. DCA has won 3 in a row, 4-2 on the season, with last night's win over Mount Juliet Christian 56-0. Wildcats were paced by quarterback Blake Holton, who passed for 3 touchdowns on the night. Friendship Christian also 5-1 on the season. Knocked off Ezell Harding, 28-13. This season, quarterback Blake Waldorf, who came from Watertown, has passed for 1,037 yards. And freshman running back Ryder Walcott has rushed for 614 yards and 9 touchdowns this season.
Well, here's two teams playing next week that we've not talked a great deal about. Whites Creek, who is 6-0, going is at White House Heritage. I think White House Heritage maybe is 5-1.
Yeah, 4-2.
Oh, 4-2.
Like he said, like he said, 4-2. Don't step on his stuff.
Get it out of the way.
Brother's going to have to share part of his big check with me if he keeps on doing that.
Yeah, really.
Okay, I'll give you 1 second.
And you know where the salad bar is.
Yeah.
Guys, White's Creek 6-0 after defeating Westmoreland 34-28 last night. Cobras have not had a winning season since 2009. And I did some research on this, guys, and from what I can come up with, they have not started a season 6-0 since 1987 when Bubba, your buddy, Richard Coor coached the team that started 9-0.
Was that Shelton Quarles?
And Robert Davis.
And Robert Davis?
Yep.
And that crew?
Yep.
And you know what, guys? That future is bright. It's going to get even brighter. Deion Barnes, who has 910 yards passing going into last night. Brandon Powell, who's the team's leader in rushing. De'Arius Holland, who leads the team in receiving. All three just sophomores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Craig?
White House Heritage. I'm sorry, guys. White House Heritage, 4-2, knocked off Maplewood last night, 11-8. They're led by junior quarterback Xavier Murray, who's passed for 1,029 yards, 10 touchdowns on the season.
Craig, thank you. Appreciate it, man. And oh, thanks, Andre guys. Adams. What about Andre Adams? He's on his way to Starkville today. Junior out there, man, his star is rising. 4-star to 5-star pretty soon, probably.
Yeah, guys. I mean, as he keeps putting up the numbers, there's going to be more and more schools that are going to be attracted to him. He's got the intangibles that everybody wants out of a quarterback position. You got nowadays with the way as good as the defenses are, you want a guy that's a multi-threat, running the ball, passing the ball, and that's what he is.
You saw him last night, Bubba.
Real deal. But I'm telling you, Brandon Golladay. I'm pushing Brandon Golladay. Somebody needs to jump on that young man. I tell you this right now, he's going to play on Saturday somewhere. He's got that gear that once he gets that ball, he knows he's not going east and west. He's going north and south.
As you know, Bubba, you can't teach speed.
That's a fact. And he's got he impressed me. I'm glad I got to see him last night. Both of them. They're going to be well. They're well coached. Coach Broom's going to do a good job with Antioch this year.
We're taking this all the way up to the music here of the music bed. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. We'll talk. Somebody will talk to you next week.
Yeah,
because I'm going to be in Charleston.
I'm not stepping on your feet next week.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. All right, that's going to wrap up Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Next hour, or right now, in a few minutes, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, the host today. News Channel 5 anchor for a minute or two. Vicki Yates will be here, and she has her guest. She'll announce who her guest is coming up.